from the greatest minds from around the world.
I hate you so much.
Well, this take it is away.
The Nerds That Know. Stash here with my wonderful table of cohorts, enemies, frenemies, and a wonderful guest. Pajamas. Because no one ever goes anywhere without pajamas.
This isn't Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I'm so glad you got it. I'm so glad you got it. Thank you. I was worried it might be a little too obscure messing with that quote that much. No. But
well, Fox here. Hi, friendos. Hello. Local, your friendly neighborhood Fox.
I like that. The friendly neighborhood.
Yeah, local Fox goes, ooh, ooh.
Alrighty, then.
All right, and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
If you care.
I go by the name of Pajamas. Or Pajamas, depending on how British you're feeling. Yeah.
Or if you don't wear any at all. I get that.
Yeah.
Special guest. Very special guest. Fan favorite.
Pajamas. Long time listener, first time podcaster.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Sam's on a couple other podcasts. You can plug them at the end if you want.
That's sure. True.
You're using Muggle names?
Defunct. Oh, fuck. Defunct.
Wow.
Can you beep that?
Sure.
She's my sister.
All right. I'll mark that.
Yeah, but we have Sister Stash on occasion. And
I've only name dropped her once.
I go by real name on other podcasts. We use our full names. It's probably not a good idea.
Our full names and social security numbers, yeah, just to be extra sure.
And right. Of course, the unbelievable, the wonderful, the irreplaceable, the unrepeatable,
the irrepentant.
I'm not sure which one of us you're talking about, but I'll go ahead and I'll take that. Bobby's here.
This has to be, on date, the longest intro I think we've ever done.
Well,
and
usually,
Smurf.
Yeah,
moving on.
Usually we do Smurf. Like this whole conversation in between the middle of our intro, and
it's
this
true.
Time we actually finished it,
yes.
And just extended it out for another couple minutes.
It works well.
It does. It does. Well, we have been gone for far too long. It is nice
we
to see
been
you all.
So
again.
Busy.
It's been a life, man.
Yeah. Well,
life has happened.
August was a crazy month with all of the cons and events and, you know, shows that were coming out and movies and Netflix and Disney, oh my.
And Muggle jobs.
Yes, and then there have been Muggle jobs that have been taking, you know, us away from things. Plus that fucking end of summer cold that everybody seems to get right around this time. Last week, during this particular time frame, I sounded like Minnie Mouse.
Mm, you need to take some zinc, baby.
Well,
take some Xanax, baby.
You need to take some babies.
No, get the babies out.
Sweet Christ. Okay, so I took six, count them, six, because I'm a fucking glutton for punishment, of my nieces and nephews to Colorado Springs Comic Con. Smurf had the pleasure slash torture of meeting the oldest of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, sweet Lord, not only were these kids super excited about experiencing a con and, like, costumes and face paint and all of this jazz, but they are all really salty, and they have many things to say about everything.
How can they be this hypercritical at such a young age? I mean, I can understand if
they listen
were
to the Nerds That Know.
They fucking better not.
Yeah, because
I will give, you know, like, there was an incredible cosplay of Pam and Krieger from Archer.
Yes.
At Colorado Springs.
It was.
And so took their picture. They were fabulous. All right, and my niece goes, I don't recognize. What are you guys from? I was like, it's good that you don't know.
She would be a little young for Archer.
Right, because I know, you know, 13-year-olds who watch that show.
And it was Pam and Krieger from, like, early on in the
season.
Yes,
it was
not,
like,
not
it was like
season
two.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, she had the dolphin puppet.
Yeah, the hand mitt. Yeah.
Well, it's like, I started South Park far younger than I should have, and I turned out all right.
Really? You're going to be the example of it's okay? Sweet Jesus.
I feel like I am a very stable bar here, okay?
You know I live with you, right?
No, you don't.
Ooh, the dirty laundry comes out. Dun, dun, dun.
You silence yourself right now.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't Don't tell me who
the only be. The only thing that would probably be the most defaming thing that you could do to Stash is say he like prances around singing Dave Matthews or some shit like that.
Oh, I've seen the dark side.
And it doesn't involve Dave Matthews. So
I think everybody's had that moment where you're like in the shower singing and you realize that it's a Dave Matthews song. You're just so ashamed you have to take another shower. You're so ashamed that you turn the shower into a bath.
I need to soak away the badness. Colorado Springs Comic Con was entertaining, and it was actually very well attended.
It was very well attended.
I haven't gotten final numbers yet, but all in all, it was good. It was fine.
There were, you know, decent cosplays there. Project Nerd had like a whole fucking wing.
Iggy is on fire, and
it was fantastic to see. You know, I know so many people from the con circuit who, like, this podcast stopped doing what it was doing, or this, you know, group broke up, or, you know, so on and so forth. And they've all just kind of gone into this one giant, like...
Yeah, he's kind of absorbed a few of the...
quite a few, actually. Yeah. It was crazy to see all of them together again.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I haven't decided.
But,
because they're the body count is quite high on podcasts that have failed.
Yes.
Quite a few.
Yes, it is.
You know, so the fact that we're almost 4 years old and we're at 24,000 followers right now.
Yeah, we're doing solid.
You can't see me, but I'm crossing myself.
Dominus Patris Victor.
Yeah.
So as a 4-year-old, what do you want for your birthday?
Actually, today is my niece's 4th birthday, and I got her a mermaid bag and a Wonder Woman bracelet.
That's exactly what I want for our 4 years.
A mermaid bag and a Wonder Woman bracelet?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not saying I'll use them, but that's what I want.
Okay, well, that'll be in December. Our 4th birthday is in December.
Yes, because according to Stash, one of your shoulders is lower than the other.
I didn't say it was lower. I said it's, like, more... defined on one side.
It's okay. God just booped me on one side before he sent me down.
Boop. I did get to sit down and chat with Space Ghost, which was fun because he is just a bitter, bitter man.
Oh, yeah.
His panel was probably by far the best panel because he's insulting people as they get up and leave his panel. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that guy must have voted for Trump. And he's saying this in Colorado Springs, which is... A very conservative location. Kevin Sorbo got a standing ovation for admitting his faith and everything in his panel, which is very touching. And Kevin Sorbo, the one and only.
There's a picture of me and him together.
Photoshopped?
Okay, so it's actually kind of a long story. Sorry for the tangent, but...
no, you're not. This is the Tangent Podcast.
And I'm sorry for what my sister is about to hear, but one time I went camping with my friends. We brought an air mattress. We were, like, trying to set up our camp in the dark, and it came in this, like, cardboard box. We were on acid. Anyway,
how do you mess up an acid person? Put them in a cardboard box.
It came in a cardboard box, and on the outside, there's, like, the stock photos of, like, people camping, and they're happy, blah, blah, blah. And someone commented that the guy looked like Kevin Sorbo, which I will bring the piece of cardboard down. I kept it as a souvenir because my love, Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo.
It really does look like Kevin Sorbo, and I'm still working on, like, Photoshopping my face next to him. But, yeah, okay. I've kept it and framed it.
Nice. He looks like he's recovering from his illness well. He's not the same hulky, Herculean Kevin Sorbo that we remember, but he is still a very kind and he's a cool guy. He is super cool.
I'm not as nerdy as you guys. Was Kevin Sorbo the guy who played Hercule Poirot? Yes.
Exactly. Good job.
Nicely done.
I thought so.
Well played. But yeah, Space Ghost is insulting people as they leave his panel while he's still talking, which is rude. If you're going to go in and sit in a panel, there's no reason to get up in the middle of it and walk out. You're the... No, bad form. Bad form!
Space Ghost out here doing God's work.
It was some kind of work.
Maybe they all had bathroom problems.
No. Probably not. But Space Ghost was in rare form. I do have a story with Howard Chaykin that I will, to this day... What we need to do is get Howard Chaykin and Alan Moore together.
Oh.
And just listen to these two bitch.
Shake and bake.
Oh, my God. Chaykin is just an angry, angry white man. Just so pissed.
Oh, I'm so over those.
Oh,
I don't know. But it's funny. I find them hilarious.
No, they're and like it, and I'm our sides were splitting from laughing of just how much he was just bagging. All these people are stupid. What? All these people suck. They stupid. They don't know anything. I'll draw you something. What do you want me to draw you? One guy came up and he's asking for a sketch of William Shatner because he's going to go and take it and have William Shatner sign it. Nah, I don't do that. Ask any of these other assholes. They'll do that. I don't do that shit. I do comic characters. Well, what do you want to draw? Whatever you want. Just tell me what you want. I'll draw it.
I would have done.
These people suck.
An octopus with dick tentacles.
He probably he may have yeah. Dick tickles. He might have done that, but he was just so. Crusty. It was just hilarious. So,
those are the best.
And I just want to get him and Alan Moore in the cabin with matching flannel and just let them go.
So, give them each a nice scotch.
Yes.
So I let my niece help out with some of the interviews. And she is interviewing Captain Marvel. And he is a salty. Salty, salty man.
So...
And she called him the wrong name, which was really funny.
To be fair, I don't know. So he was here for DCC,
mm-hmm.
and evidently whoever was scouting for
Colorado Springs
latched onto him and scouted him.
Mm-hmm.
Because this man, I honestly think when he walked off the set for the final scene, he took his box of t-shirts because he's wearing the exact same fucking t-shirt that he wore back in the 60s mm-hmm. when he did this show, which is the red and, oh my God, it's so like, you don't need to sometimes meet your heroes. You really don't.
So Ella asked him his thoughts on the movie Shazam and the movie Captain Marvel. Wait till that interview gets posted. It
I can
was
hardly
really
wait to
amusing.
Edit that one out. That
it
one
was really
fun.
Amusing. Yo, but taking my niece to con for her first con ever, she came up with our costume ideas. We went as Isley and Ivy, which was a lot of fun. But during one of the interviews, she actually was raising her hand to ask the questions. I was like, sweetie, we're here to ask this person questions. You don't have to get called on. You're the one who's interviewing her.
That is so
it
adorable.
Was really precious. And then, you know,
that is certainly a contrast to our typical tone.
Mm.
Something cute and adorable.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. in
well, trust me, she was a contrast to herself.
The rest of the con was fine. Kevin Nash is fucking huge. I mean, I hang out with a lot of tall people. All right, and I think the tallest in our group is 6'4", 6'5". Kevin Nash still had a full head on him.
Holy shit.
This dude is huge.
He is ridiculous.
And you know what? And he lives up to the term big sexy. God damn, that man is just... holy fuck. I mean, but every time I looked at him, all I could think of is the scene in The Punisher where Jane sends him down the stairway after getting a hot pot of water in the face. I'm just like, bah.
Dude, he's 6'10".
I wasn't kidding. He had like a full head above my boy. We're like, of course, he's like, I can take him. We're like, yeah, you can't. We're like, one of the guys was hitting on his wife, and we're like, oh, you can take him. Shatner was not looking good, though. Shatner was kind of spacey. More than Shatner normally is.
Really?
He's always come back to Shatner on this podcast.
We do. Shatner's just the Shat.
He's always there.
He is always there. That man, I forget what he costs for a con, but it's relatively inexpensive for a Shatner. But he signed one of the guys' photos.
He wasn't even, like, the most expensive autograph or anything at con.
He signed the photo, T.J. Shatner. And we're like, I'm what? Sorry, what? Exactly. So we're trying to figure out. I mean, he kept it because he's like, this is awesome. He didn't even sign his name on his own picture. So, I mean, this is a keepsake for this guy. But, I mean, we're like, and I guess he wasn't, that wasn't the only occurrence. So I'm hoping Shatner's okay, but he's 88.
And I probably know. Doing edibles because he was in Colorado.
Oh, you know it.
He just changed his name to the Jesus Shatner.
Their initials. That is awesome. So while we were up tearing it up in Colorado Springs, you two wild ladies were in the finer downtown district.
Oh my god, I'm so ready to talk about this.
So, normally NDK happens during the Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. which in itself is kind of a clusterfuck. So, moving it to a weekend where it's not, I'm wondering, was it still a clusterfuck?
Oh my god. Okay. I'm so excited. I have so many emojis that I need to let out right now. Oh, thank you. I had such a fucking blast at NDK.
Look at you.
Now, Stash had kind of set me up to where I was afraid that it wouldn't be that cool. He had said that it was mostly, like, younger kids.
Which is typically true.
Out of all of the cons that I've been to this season, this one takes the cake by orders of magnitude. Like, it was fucking amazing. And as far as age demographic, I found that it was somewhere in the range of the ages in this room right now.
All right.
Yeah. It was so fun. I got 12 prints in Artist Alley for $90. 12 wow. prints for $90. Six of them were 17 by 11.
Good Lord.
I know. They were the most beautiful Steven Universe, like, almost like halfway between cartoon and Art Nouveau prints. I love them. I don't know if we're allowed to post that kind of thing.
Of course we are.
Okay, perfect.
First off, you've already paid for them.
Shameless plug here.
Second, absolutely. As long as we tag the artist, we're solid. Okay. So cool. We'll take pictures of them before I leave.
I got the artist's signature on the Steven Universe one. I think I've lost their card, but I definitely have.
Everyone will know who it is. They'll see, like, oh.
Anyway, oh my god, all the cosplayers, like, they're a vast majority of people were in cosplay. I would say a good 70% of people were in cosplay, and everyone who was in cosplay, it was so meticulously done and so beautiful.
Anime cosplayers are the most hardcore.
Yeah.
From what I saw pictures, I mean, it was impressive. I saw a couple of Final Fantasy cosplays, in particular Technicolors, and her Aerith was just, holy fuck.
Oh, I saw a really good Aerith.
Yeah, it's probably her. Because she was posting like a week beforehand, and then everybody was latching onto her because it was just so, so dead on. Go ahead. Go. Yeah. Go.
I was going to say, I sat second row for the costume contest.
Really?
And amazingly, like, there were some outstanding costumes, but, like, people just walking around, there were people in, like, phenomenally detailed costumes mm-hmm. that weren't in the contest. They're just casual. That's just their thing.
It sounds like a Saturday to me.
But yeah, there were some big fucking costumes, you know, robots. There were some little fucking costumes. There was one child entry who was a Demogorgon. He was pretty great.
Aww.
He very awkwardly, like, walked up, like, at the back of the stage, looked around, and then just ran off stage. But then some of the adults did that, too, so I guess I can't blame him.
Okay, makes sense.
It was very cool to be, like, that close. I sat in between two press dudes with big, fancy cameras, and I took pictures with my shitty iPhone. It was pretty amazing. Good costumes.
So was this your first con?
Yeah, I am 34 years old and I have never been to a con before.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know.
How does it feel to have your sister pop your cherry?
Oh, it's
dirty.
Don't say that. It's gross, guys. It's gross. no, it was cool. I have thought
your
about going before, but
that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mm.
Indeed. I've thought about going before and I've just never, like, bit the bullet, and I had a friend who was gonna be in the contest, so I was like, oh, I'll go and help you. So kind of forced me into committing to it, and I had a lot of fun.
Oh, so has changed your approach or thought to cons?
There is, like, way more standing around than I expected.
Oh, that like is all it 90% is.
90% standing around. It's like, why do people... Yeah, why do people just stand around?
That's what I hated most about the Springs. There was nowhere to sit down.
But yeah, that's the thing, Samantha. We stand around together.
That's true. Solidarity and swollen
souls.
It was
much more fun when I was drunk. So day one, I was drunk. I was very drunk, and standing was not a problem. Day two, I was sober because I had a bad burrito. And I was not feeling well. And so I was completely sober, and I was like, there's just so much standing.
That's a con.
Yeah. But speaking of solidarity, I remember, like, my first day going to the con, so Friday, or no, Friday was my first day, but I only made it there for a couple of hours because I had to work that day, but Saturday was my first full day at the con, and I took the train to the bus to the event, and people were, like, coming on and off the train and cosplay, everyone on the mall ride, like, there were probably, like, 12 people in cosplay on this tiny little mall ride, and everyone else is looking at us like, who let the freaks out?
Well, and see, and I miss that, because DCC doesn't have that anymore. That presence is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, the last couple of seasons that we've done DCC, coming in on the train was like that, packed to the gills, cosplayers, freaks. You know, and then, of course, you added, you know, the Pride people on top of the cosplayers.
Holy I was crap. Really glad that Pride and... Denver were on different weekends this year.
Yeah, it alleviated some of the people pressure, but the costumes have evaporated. I mean, there's nothing as intricate, as cool as
NTK. Everybody just throws on a nerdy t-shirt.
Yeah, that's every day for most people.
Yeah, but there were some that were like a level of effort that I was just like, I cannot believe.
You know what?
Wear this out in public.
You know what? I appreciate excessive. The guys that have it enough in them to put like on a tinfoil hat and show up. I applaud those guys. I have my cosplay for next year. I've already figured out what I'm going to do.
Oh, I think the popular lazy costume was Steven from Steven Universe. They did a shirt with a star and some dirty pants.
I've got even a lazier cosplay.
Let's hear about it.
Is
it Pat Thor?
No. That's everybody now. No, I am going to go back to Parks and Rec, and I'm going to walk around with a big sign that says Hail Zorp, and I'm going to have one of those cigarette boxes in front of me with flutes, and I'm going to sell the flutes to drunk people. And just walk around with a Hail Zorp sign. I'll even like grow out my beard so I can look like Nick Offerman.
I'm selling chairs.
That's perfect.
I'm going to a con.
That's even better.
I'm selling foldable chairs. It's even better. Because I feel like you could like make a killing.
I can do that. I can add that to my Hail Zorp cosplay.
Everything we went to as well, at least I didn't attend a ton of things, but everything we went to was like 20 to an hour, 20 yeah. minutes to an hour late.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's about normal.
I really, like, I attended the burlesque show, and I attended a maid cafe, and other than that, I didn't attend any panels. And, like, that's the thing is that, like, for me, the panels aren't really the con experience. The con experience is just going and being there and being in costume.
You get to sit down.
And interacting people, interacting with people who are also there for the same reasons, just, like, that feeling of community. And that's what I heard from people who were there, was the feeling of community is why they come. But, yeah, the panels just aren't really the thing for me.
See, there's always, like, one or two panels at a con that I find, like, hey, that topic sounds really interesting. But for the most part, I'm kind of over panels.
I did want to comment on the Maid Cafe. And I have their card upstairs. I can't remember the name of the company or the, like, people who do it. And I don't actually want to shout them out on this podcast because I did not have a good time at the Maid Cafe. The time that I went at NDK or the time that I went at Anime Fest, it is so fucking boring. Oh, it's oppressively boring, the Maid Cafe. Like, not only do they, like, they try to, like, play games with the crowd and, like, well, I think their first mistake is they pass out pens and paper and they have people draw things for them, and there's like a contest at the end and you get prizes if you draw a cool picture, like your favorite anime character or your favorite maid or whatever. And so everyone is so into what they're drawing that they're not really interacting with the performers. And they're, like, doing cute little dances. I love their dances. Their dances are honestly really cool, and they do it to, like, J-pop songs. But the maids and butlers themselves don't really have their shit together or know what they're doing. There's a ton of awkward pauses and just, like, awkward moments where clearly no one knows what's going on, and the crowd is not interacting with them. Like, they can't connect with the crowd, and... like, I've never had a good time when I go to their show.
Mm. Maid Cafe hot takes.
Plus, it costs $10.
What?
Yeah.
$10 and I'm giving you shit? No. I'm out.
And
Fox, well, my darling, when will you learn? We don't pay for things.
No.
Well, I'm sure I could have flashed my badge and been like, oh, I'm...
you probably could have.
I'm very important.
Yes. We don't pay for... I haven't paid to go to an event in like 10 years.
Do you know who I am? No, don't.
The burlesque show is free and we got a whole nipple.
We did.
One whole nipple.
One accidental nipple.
Accidental nipple.
Dude.
I'm off of the nip slip.
I think my favorite, though, is probably
Drunk Captain Jack.
Drunk Captain Jack was really good, so but good. I preferred like this somewhat uncomfortable dog burlesque.
Who's
the little dog from...
who's like the secretary from Animal Crossing?
Pamela? Sexy little dog, apparently.
Evidently,
I
don't know.
Somebody's going to kill me about this.
I know, I just had it in my head. I was playing Smash Brothers and I played as that dog. I can't remember the damn dog's name.
Yeah, that was really awkward.
Nadine?
Well, it was good.
Sure.
Sophia.
There was a really good...
You're just throwing names out.
There was a just really...
It starts with a letter.
Softball pitching.
There was It'll a really good buet act that I enjoyed very much. There was an Umbreon that was really good. Oh, my God.
Are these Pokemon? Just kidding.
Well, the Umbreon is.
Okay.
Buet is, you know that, like, crown in Mario where they, like, put it on and it changes
Isabella.
Them?
Isabella!
Yes.
It's Isabella. Somebody did an Isabella burlesque show about, like,
okay, that's kinda
what
cute.
She does when you're not in the mayor's office.
Like, oh, dirty.
I know. It was very
See,
good.
What would have been better is if it was, like, the sloth in the DMV.
Oh, my
what
God.
He does when no one's in there. That's just me being twisted.
No, I like,
there are many things about you that are twisted.
As a burlesque performer, like, I genuinely enjoyed the burlesque show, and I saw a lot of things that, like, honestly inspired me. Like, these are clearly people who have been doing this for a while, and they, like, go on tour. Like, they put a lot of craft into what they do.
It was fun. Hot take. Second hot take of the night. Too much commentary in between.
Oh, yeah.
It ran, literally an hour over, and you missed out, like, you know, there were other things that were happening at that time that I'm sure nobody was at because
everyone was in there.
Show. Yeah. So there was, like, a hentai, you know, hentai showing or some shit. And, like, I'm sure nobody was there. It was probably two creepy guys in sweatpants thumbing their dicks.
I love a live hentai reading. I love a live hentai reading.
Yeah.
The live hentai reading at Anime Fest was the highlight.
That's a thing?
Don't you remember there were pictures on the podcast?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, good. Ugh.
And I think I said the exact same thing then, too. That's a thing? Okay.
That was your same reaction.
It was definitely a thing.
Speaking of things, D23 happened. This is basically the scoop for Disney stuff to come. What?
Okay, so what exactly is that for those of us that don't know?
It's basically the press release for what Disney is going to...
I have a prediction.
All right, let's hear it.
Is it a bunch of new live-action garbage films?
It's kind of that.
And also new game new rides at the parks.
Song of the South of full live-action, no cartoon characters, you know.
They're never going to remake Song of the South.
I mean, if they
never.
Make it live action, I think.
Never.
Know, they'll
no.
have an audience.
Never. That movie would be more butchered than Dumbo was. I mean, you come in, you have a fox in a hat. They throw a rabbit in a patch. That's the movie. And that, literally, that's the movie.
A fox in a hat with a rabbit in a patch. With
yes.
The
that's it. They can't.
And a 6-foot Impala.
That's right. You cannot go any deeper into that film. That's it. It's a short.
Which is funny because everybody knows the song Zippity Doodah and nobody knows where
No one knows where it's from. They all think it's probably sang by Chevy Chase from Fletch. and that's well, even that's still visual. Just as racist as...
It's not just as racist. Let's be honest.
You know the kids love Fletch. They love fletching.
I thought that was felching.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Making
they
arrows?
They love
making
harping arrows.
Yeah. That's exactly what you... That's why I was so confused. I was like, is there a joke here? I don't
I'm going to whittle me an arrow.
The kids these days, they're all into fletchery.
Did you get anything out of D23 that we didn't already know?
Yeah, not really. There were a few interesting tidbits about like their future games and stuff like that. Like they had some more details about the Avenger games.
They're like, still not going to change how awful they look.
Yeah, I do have to say the 101 Dalmatians remake.
Live action cartoon. They already did a live action remake.
I know, but this one
is like eating. This is like a human centipede.
And then Emma
101 Dalmatians.
Emma
Watson is the hot one.
They're both hot.
They are both hot. But
who?
Emma Watson is the hotter one. It's got Emma Stone.
Yes.
Cruella DeVille.
Yes.
And she looks awesome.
She does. The last one was Glenn Close.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, Glenn Close was the
aged act. Like,
was the original.
For the role, correct.
What was that? Emma Stone.
She's hot.
She is hot.
Exactly.
I mean, it's almost as confusing as seeing Marissa Tomei play Aunt May. Because you're just like, she's 53, she's smoking, and you're like, I'm thinking some really dirty things about Aunt May, and I'm going to go to hell.
I am so glad they addressed that dynamic in the movies, because everyone else was
thinking. They called that out so well.
Like, Aunt May, I can see your nipples.
It must be cold in that New York apartment. God. Is this, okay, so is 100 Dalmatians... just a remake, or is this a prequel to the... Because I thought this was kind of like
it's
building up
to...
It's
supposed to be a prequel. It's going to be like... you know how they did Maleficent, where it's like, this is her side of the story. She's actually not a bad guy. That's kind of what they're doing.
Is it called No Dalmatian?
No Dalmatian.
It's before all the Dalmatians were born.
Faux Dalmatians.
It's just following a really boring couple in London or whatever shit, and then some really mean lady who went through some sort of dog trauma. Dalmatians.
She has no problems with the dogs.
It's the end results of Fish Called Wanda, where Eric Idle kept dropping things on top of that woman's dogs as she's walking. The only one that has seen Fish Called Wanda, evidently.
No, I'm pulling, but I'm also pulling up the name of that movie.
Ain't got no Dalmatians.
There was
none
a lot
Dalmatians.
About the MCU, but nothing really that hasn't been leaked previously.
So. Yeah, because that just... I mean, we're going to get She-Hulk, which, okay, sure.
Which, like,
she deserves her own film.
I was genuinely surprised at, like, the outrage that was formed around that.
Okay, well, so the new movie is actually just called Cruella, because it's her whole backstory.
Because
I'm sorry. People are mad about She-Hulk?
Well, I think what
are they She-Hulk mad?
Well, She-Hulk smashed?
The thing is, I think they felt that she wasn't an established character, even though she's, what, from 70s?
She came out of the 70s. Yeah. She's had two of her own series, multiple limited series. People... She's been an Avenger. She was in the Fantastic Four.
It's not our fault that men had such limited imaginations at the time that they just added she or woman after an established fucking comic book
or
character.
Or Mrs. I mean, Mrs. Don't knock Mrs. Pac-Man.
But
Ms. Marvel.
But are people really like these fucking feminazis just have to take Hulk? Like,
no,
I saw some pretty nasty posts about it.
I think it's because they're I don't know, they're putting her into a TV show when she warrants her own movie.
She does.
She really does. If there is a female character,
are mad about her not being done well enough.
I'm thinking that's the outrage.
Well, it depends on which side of it you're looking at. You have one side who's saying that like, yo, she needs more attention, she needs a full backstory, yada, blah, blah, whatever. And then you have the other side that's going, she hasn't existed in the MCU for this long, why the fuck are you bringing her in now?
I think they're just afraid of She-Hulk sullying the long historied amazing movies about the Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk, them? Man.
Yeah, that they're movie, so good, every one
really,
of them.
How could you follow Edward Norton?
Well, Edward Norton can't follow Edward Norton, obviously, because they got Mark Ruffalo to do it. But
and no shade, I love him, but those movies are terrible.
Well, he's only in one. He wanted to come back for another one, but he wanted to write it and redo it. So they like no, and that's one of the problems.
Sometimes I like to imagine Edward Norton following Edward Norton. It's a fantasy of mine.
Two Edward Nortons? Is it my birthday?
Someone's been peeking at my Christmas list. The travesty that is the Marvel Universe that I think we're about to see, because I don't think anybody in the camp knows what the hell they're going to do next.
I don't think they do either, and I think they're scrounging. They're grasping at straws, and I'm kind of glad, because I'm super okay if Marvel just dies for a while.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with them kind of taking a dive for a little bit. Let's calm down, and then you've got
just so super massive.
It has. It's gotten out of control, and then you've got the fight that's going on between Sony and Marvel/Disney. That Marvel wanted to split the profits of Spider-Man straight down the middle.
Yep.
Sony said, pound sand. We're going to keep him. So because I guess Marvel had rights to the merchandising and a couple of other perks, and they're only getting like 5% or something out of the gross profits. And the rest
Marvel
was
is only getting
5%. That's what the deal currently is.
Right, and so they were renegotiating, and they still technically are in negotiations.
And this,
I said technically.
There were true. Yeah, there were a lot of rumors that this was not leaked incidentally. It was leaked because it was a ploy by Disney to make Sony into the bad guys.
And to be fair, their stock dropped like a stone the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
So everybody's
entirely intentional. I mean, this is all politics right now. That's what we're dealing with, is we're dealing with stupid, you know, inner, you know, company, departmental, blah, blah, whatever. Everybody's just, you know, wants a bigger piece of the pie.
Well, I think what happened was Disney posts its profits, and with the acquisition of Fox, they took a pretty good hit, actually. The only thing that made
don't
money...
Don't blame me for this.
See how much power you
they
have?
They couldn't afford you.
They couldn't. With how bad X-Men did, and a lot of the other Fox properties, Disney took it in the shorts. The mouse got goofed. So I think Disney's like, okay, well, Spider-Man can make us money, yeah, obviously. And Sony's
well, they
like,
finally
well, yeah,
had a good Spider-Man.
They did,
a beloved Spider-Man.
That second movie was a little rough, guys.
No, you didn't like it?
No, definitely not as good as the first one.
Okay.
Sorry to say. Jake Gyllenhaal, not a good villain. He sucked. I'm sorry.
Really?
Strong take. He was bad.
Wow.
He was phoning it in so hard.
Really?
I can practically see the phone attached to his head. The little curly cord, like, coming off, going to the wall phone.
Oh, you'll have to update that for millennials.
Oh, okay.
Flip phone?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. He had, like, an iPhone fused to his ear or something. He had his Fitbit.
Can you talk into a Fitbit?
Staring at his Samsung watch the whole time.
It was a Swatch.
Yeah. So, but Tom Holland, like, how could you not love Tom Holland? Look at his little fucking baby face. Mm.
He is cute. I'll give him that. I don't know. I like the second Spider-Man film better than the first one.
Really?
I could not connect with that Spider-Man for shit. None of what I saw mostly made sense. I'm just like, is that how kids are these days?
But like the, I don't know, the story, the acts, like the way they set it up, so much better.
All right.
They didn't, you know, the twist was interesting but obvious.
The twist was interesting.
The twist was like arbitrary and
all right,
ridiculous. I don't know. I just didn't like the second one as much. I enjoyed watching it, but like in retrospect, I didn't enjoy it.
What
not
was,
the acting in
what
particular
was the whole
weaker.
The whole pull on that on the twist, and I think we can talk about it now. They even went back to get the guy that was the lab tech in the first Iron Man that Obadiah Stane was yelling at. Bring him back in to do Spider-Man.
If they you have actually to fight pulled... that hard for nerd points, you're doing something wrong.
But I think it was a nice nod to the fans.
I think they did their homework. It's a good thing that they went that hardcore with it, because you have those fans who have been around, you know, and hardcore with the MCU for the past, was it 15 years or whatever?
Yeah, they've been licking the glass every time, you know, one comes on TV.
And so the fact that they didn't just, you know, phone it in and, like, pull somebody random.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Pull somebody random. I think that that shows dedication to the fans and to the whole, you know...
No. Actually, I'm kind of on your side with Jake Gyllenhaal. Ever since Nightcrawler, I've just been, God, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Thank you.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, he was not a great Nightcrawler.
No, I mean...
he didn't look like a worm at all.
Touche. Is Marvel being too greedy?
Always.
No, Disney being
was
too greedy.
Is Disney being too greedy?
I mean, Disney is absurd right now. I kind of hate them as a company, considering how much they own. Like, they own the rights to so much stuff, it's fucking ridiculous.
Well, they own the rights to so much stuff that we're not going to see a lot of things ever again.
Yeah.
Let's face facts. There are things that are gone. Yeah. They're not coming back no matter how much people want to revive it.
I found out an interesting fact today, guys. Okay. I'm going to throw it in. It's a Disney-ish fact.
Okay.
Do you know who owns the rights to Peter Pan? These nuts.
Exactly. I'm sure.
Both these nuts. a children's hospital in London. Wow.
That makes sense.
The author willed it to them because he had no children.
Oh
yeah, I assumed it was Disney.
Well, no, because yeah, I mean, they just did it anyway.
Apparently, they don't own everything. Okay.
No.
Well, they don't own the stories and the source material. They just own the distribution in certain media types.
Well, yeah, no, because all the stories are public domain, and actually,
Peter Pan is not technically because
the BBC's government, basically.
50 years after the guy died, the copyright was void, and the London government extended it specifically for the children's hospital.
Yeah,
where normally they wouldn't.
Yeah,
like that's super weird.
So
I think
that way the
kind
children.
Of fantastic.
Well, and that was his will and all of that.
That's
never
the equivalent of like children's hospital in Denver. Did they cover like Beauty and the Beast or something? It's just a bizarre like.
Did they cover that in Saving Neverland or Never Neverland when they did his life story?
Finding Neverland.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
No, they didn't.
I saw the movie.
Interesting.
I saw the play.
Yeah.
I made the porn. Finding Neverland.
Wait, did you say you made the porn?
Neverland.
Is my dick.
Wow.
That explains a lot.
That's so dark.
So other things that were announced by Disney is the new Disney Plus, which comes out in like 3 months, 2 months, something like that.
It's actually super
But you can
reasonable.
Already get it now, and it's like $4 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently if you wait until it's like officially launched, then it goes up to like $10 a month.
I'll pass. This is another conspiracy, like the fucking Disney vault. There is no vault. These movies exist. You cannot stop me. Damn. I will watch Lady and the Tramp. You can't make it not happen. Damn, Pajama, speak your truth.
Damn. Just throw that Pop-Tart in there.
I'm sure lots of streaming services are better at this point. But
it's absolutely ridiculous. Not everyone can have a streaming service.
I agree.
Why
well,
not?
they're trying.
Yeah, it's frightening how much.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where people are splitting them between four or five different people,
which makes sense because when you start adding up like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Disney,
DC,
CBS. So there's five right there.
Probably the most.
TBS.
The most extreme one is Orange is the New Service, which only streams Orange is the New Black. It's a spinoff of Netflix. I don't know. You know, it seems excessive to me.
So if you take into effect, what's the average cost? $10? There's $50 a month in just paid service, and you're not watching anything but what's on that channel.
And there's no way you can watch everything you want on all those services.
No.
It's like I have three right now, and I'm tempted to get a fourth, but I'm just like, I don't think I'll have the time to even use it.
It makes sense that we all share because we're communist millennials living in a capitalist hellscape.
What would happen if, like, tomorrow they suddenly cracked down on, like, sharing passwords?
That's
coming.
What
would the world look like?
That's coming.
They would.
Don't kid yourself.
Well, they already.
Their stock is going to crash immediately.
Well, they already do that with Netflix.
Netflix has a limit. I think it's up to three people if you want to share with additional.
I have the premium, so I can have four.
Add users and whatever, but then you pay for the additional users. Unless,
well, you have, like up to three that I think with a regular subscription that you can share them in.
Well, and it's one of those, like, I know with.
Oh, and Apple TV. I forgot about them.
I know it's like. You can have as many people who have your password as you want, but you can only have it actively streaming on X number of devices at any given point in time.
That's been a thing for a while. But
you know, so like that's the big thing. Like, you know,
Sony's streaming service too.
Amazon Prime. You know, like it's.
And you never know which one you're going to need.
Well, you don't know because you've got all these different shows. Because, I mean, thankfully I've lucked out so far, except for with CBS now. That I've had the services because Amazon at least got Gods and Good Omens.
The one I want
and
is
the
HBO.
Boys.
And the Boys. HBO, well.
Just like because
Westworld.
I want to watch Chernobyl. Yeah.
Chernobyl, I heard, is
it
great.
It was really good.
It's
that's
creepy
what I've heard,
how good
and
it
I
is.
I really want to watch it.
It's
but
really
I'm
accurate.
Not, I'm not going to pay for
it. It's creepy good.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps telling me.
It's like. It's intense.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who misses Netflix when it was, like, it took 5 days to get a DVD and the only thing on the streaming service was softcore porn and documentaries?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now we can't even get the softcore porn and the discs never show.
Exactly.
Do you want to hear, I don't know if I've ever told you this story, pajamas, but when I was living with Mom and Dad, it was still, like, Netflix would send DVDs in the mail, and I saw when I came and stayed with you at your house in Flagstaff that there were a bunch of DVDs of The L Word, and I was like, oh, like, Samantha has good taste, like, I'm sure that this is a really good show. And so I ordered a couple of The L Word DVDs, and they came to our house, and Mom was taking me to work one day when I worked at the McDonald's up the street, and she goes, Fox, do you have something to tell me? And your father? And I was like, what?
What?
And she goes, well, you've been ordering alternative lifestyle DVDs.
I was just paving the road for you.
So basically, my mom was trying to get me to tell her that I was gay.
Hey, at least it was the first conversation about your alternative lifestyle.
There you go.
Gay doesn't even begin to cover it, so.
So with the streaming services, we did see a couple of new ones land on Netflix just this last couple of weeks. I can't watch the Whitney Cummings fucking special. I tried twice. I'm out. I can't. She was funny. I don't know what the fuck happened to her. Dave Chappelle has gotten remarkably political.
Well, good for him.
And he does it well. Actually, I dug the new Chappelle stand-up.
There's a lot of blowback from what I saw on the interwebs.
There is some blowback because he makes a very good point, and I'm sure it's pissing off a lot of conservatives because he has the same opinion that I do, especially when it comes to Georgia. If you don't have a dick, shut the fuck up. Or if you have a dick, shut the fuck up. This is a woman's body. They should have a choice to do whatever the fuck they do with it, regardless. You narrow-assed fuckstick. This is not open for debate between any male. So, in those situations, and I can see him catching blowback on that, because he even said, yeah, I've caught some shit. And then, of course, the other one was trannies. Trannies don't like him.
Yeah, that is not the accepted nomenclature, and we're not going to use that word on this show.
I have no idea what the proper. I don't know.
Definitely bleep that.
I don't know.
He just heard Dave Chappelle say it. That doesn't make it okay.
Is Dave Chappelle saying the T word?
I think he has said the
T word. He has said the T word, but he calls it the alphabet saying because there's the LGBTQ.
Oh yeah, no, it's the queer alphabet soup.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he starts it with that and then goes into it.
You can't You can't say that word.
Why can't I say that word?
It's bad.
Why?
It's I don't think.
Is it?
No.
Absolutely. It's super offensive to trans people.
Okay.
It's transgender.
No, that's not transgender. Transgender is something else, isn't it? There's too many people using too many different... I'm trans.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm going to bring a scholar with me next step.
No, I'm not saying you specifically. Someone has come up to me, I'm trans.
All right.
I'm like,
one of the beautiful things about this show is that we're not political.
We're not.
So Dark Crystal also came out on Netflix.
And that...
We'll talk about this off mic.
That is...
very sad for all of the kids who grew up watching that movie.
Newsfest?
Okay. It is so boring.
So let me ask this. Is it because Jim Henson is gone and it's missing his influence? Is it because there's too much CGI for a puppet-driven film? Or is it just that the story is that anemic?
I think it's the story. Because they literally started the first episode. I was watching it today and I was talking to Fox about it. And I was like, they started with 5 minutes of editorializing about the world.
Well,
and it's like, is there a more boring way to start a movie than just reading off the rules of the world? That's rule one of good writing, to not do that.
It is a huge information dump. Because I'm even sitting there like, oh, I mean, it's like they took the storyteller and just stretched it out. I don't even have, like, the fuzzy dog that is supposed to be there while he's telling the story.
I miss the dog.
I know, don't you?
Always makes me think of Fraggle Rock. The dog makes me think of Fraggle Rock.
No, it is. it does look beautiful.
The question is it as disappointing as it was to watch Labyrinth and then watch The Dark Crystal? Because I remember that being a profound disappointment in my childhood. The Dark Crystal was good, and watching back, you know, it's definitely worth a watch, but it is no Labyrinth, my friend.
Well,
but it never tried to be.
No.
I mean, they're very, very different. They're a similar genre, but they're very, very different.
And you don't have David Bowie.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
or his
you can't
piece.
I damn it.
None of
you
us have
stole
David
it.
Bowie anymore.
True. But without David Bowie being in there, yeah, that's a huge strike. But, I mean, even when you're looking at The Dark Crystal, the one thing that I always loved about Henson Productions is the backgrounds. Because they're so intricate. They're meticulously... There are things specifically placed in the backgrounds. So even
that change the scene.
Yes. Even though it's a two-second shot, things are specifically there to lead your eye... As they're setting something up, it's supposed to set the atmosphere
and then,
or important
then
to the
like
character.
45 minutes later, you understand
yes.
something because there was that one item in that one mm-hmm. scene and that like on the table.
Yes, I didn't get any of that. The sets
yeah,
are just dull,
and so much of it's CGI that the parts of it that are puppets look
weird.
Yeah,
it looks
suitable.
Yes, it looks like there's a huge contrast between the environment and the puppeteer. Like, because I think they're trying to figure out where they place the puppet in relation to the environment, but it's not there, so they're having difficulty.
There was straight up this one time where they lifted this puppet up and set it, and I was like, I can see
the
sticks.
Yes.
And the sticks, exactly what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is awful.
Well,
that
would be unacceptable. Henson would never allow that.
Well, and here's the thing, like, with puppetry, good puppetry, right? You don't need to have all of this CGI and special effects and all of this other crap. Like, if you look at the Dark Crystal movie, right? For what it was and everything, it was incredible. Right? And
mm-hmm.
you didn't need to have all of this extra computer animated bullshit.
No! You've got those slow ass motherfuckers that are trucking across the sands, and then one just suddenly goes poof, and they just look, and then they just keep walking.
but when you're trying to take, like, this, you know, classic style and merge it with this, you know, more modern technology, there is a way to do it, I hope. We just haven't seen it done well yet.
I really think they're missing Jim Henson. I really do.
They are missing.
I think that that's true for.
I mean, but it
more
looks,
than just this one project.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks so beautiful. It does. Like, it is beautiful when you just abstract out from the difference in quality between the puppets and the CGI. It is just a pretty show to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched one episode and I was like, nope, I can't do the same.
No, I couldn't even make it through the first, because like you said, the info dump, by the time we got into like some of the story, I was already like bored. I'm like,
yeah.
Is it just another example of creating a remake and basically saying, eat my shit? Like, here's what you love. Here's the pile of shit we made. Now eat it, because we know you love that other
thing. I don't think that that's the case in this. I don't think it's... I think what they're missing is Jim. Because without his unique vision, and I know his son is there, and he's doing the best he can, but he's not his dad.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's face it, the Dark Crystal was Jim's, like love child. I mean, the energy and the time and everything he put into that was tremendous. I mean, he even helped, like, design the whole, like, walking apparatus for the four-legged stick creatures. I mean, the time he spent on that alone is mind-blowing. But I don't think it's like, eat shit. I just don't think that...
Yeah, because
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they were all incredibly passionate about it. But yeah. I think... Because there were a lot of, like, interviews with the creators, and mm-hmm. I'm like, why are all these people so young? Why are they all so young?
Well, and I think that they're more interested with making the puppets. They're more about making the puppets than the story with them.
Yeah.
Because I wonder what motivated the CGI then.
They probably couldn't do everything they wanted to do with puppetry.
And it also was a quick corner, cut the corners.
Yeah, save money.
Thanks, any Netflix. Number of things.
Well, Netflix is usually pretty good about their budgets for their films.
Well, I don't know. Netflix, it's really hit and miss.
It's true.
Oh, absolutely. But I've never heard of any company being like, I wish Netflix hadn't been so tight on the reins.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Jim Henson owned by Disney?
I don't know, but I know Dark Crystal is produced and made by Netflix.
Hold on, let's find out.
So, because if Dark Crystal is under Henson and they went through that rift while they were trying to film this, I can see Netflix like pulling another, you know, well, fine, just take your property and
Daredevil thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I might be
it
wrong.
It is not.
Okay.
Let's see.
Cuz I thought Disney had a hand in the Hensons now. But maybe I'm wrong.
Who owns the rights?
No, you're thinking of the Hansons.
Hansons, yes. And the purity rings. But see, where the Dark Crystal may have failed, Invader Zim made it up in spades. Okay, holy fuck.
It's so good.
Yes.
I was discussing it with Sister Sash today, because we did dinner before. And she's not the biggest fan of it, but I think she never... Her Invader Zim was when she was like, it was just starting, and she was a little too young for it. And it's like, I watched it through its whole popular period, and I had some partners who were very into it, so I watched a lot of Invader Zim. Mm. And I think they did an excellent job recapturing the vibe from it.
I think not only did they recapture it, but they reignited it. I'm wanting more Zim.
I am too.
I am so just... Oh.
When are they going to make a Johnny the Homicidal Maniac cartoon?
I don't think that he will ever do that cartoon. I think he pitched it when he tried to do Zim, but nobody was down.
I mean, obviously you can't put it on like a major network, but you could put it on Netflix, you could put it on Hulu.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe we will see a Johnny and the Homicidal Maniac. Because I'll guarantee you, Nickelodeon did not know what they were in store for when they said yes to Zim.
Well, it's like, this is kind of a brief tangent, but like, Rocko's, like, that show, I was watching it on Netflix, and I was just like, this is inappropriate, and I can't believe I watched this when I was a kid. Like, there's just straight sexual jokes scattered through the entire thing. And I'm just
that's
like...
That's true of a lot of the stuff that we watched. Yeah.
That is.
I mean, like, look at Animaniacs.
I know.
Also, speaking of trans characters, that's the main storyline of the new Rocko's Modern Life movie. Is that the daughter of the Big Heads is trans. That's the whole point of the movie.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
Since
now.
I haven't seen it, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I don't know if I would say that's the main point.
She
but
becomes Rachel. Like she, I know, he has but to that go is... and find her and get her parents to accept her.
Yes, that is a subplot, but it's not the main plot of the show, of the thing.
Well, I guess it's up to interpretation what you think is the main point
of
the story.
But, like, regardless, it's so sexual and, like, so out of control. I was just like, wow.
A friend of mine actually started watching Pinky and the Brain again, because I guess it's on Hulu. No.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. And they're like, oh, my God. This is I had no idea. There's so many things that I missed younger.
Mm-hmm.
So Rocco and all of that might be the same thing. I don't know. I don't even know what they would do for Johnny and the Homicidal. I mean, I guess they could just adapt the entire comic book and just go that way. Or do you want a whole new story?
Well, I think that the part where Johnny goes to hell and then heaven would translate very well into her tomb.
Yeah.
Also, who wouldn't want a little squee?
Oh, dude. Yes. All about the squee. I don't know. I'm curious to see if we even get more Zim.
I don't know. Because, like, I'm so satisfied with where this resolved Zim. Aren't you?
Yeah, yes and no, because I want to know what happened to the tallest. Because the tallest gets fucked,
yeah.
and that kind of pissed me off. I mean, I know the tallest's indifference towards Zim and everything else that is not snack food related is a pisser, but at the same time, it's very commending. You know, you know where they stand, and they have so little regard for anything else besides snack food.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
and
but to shoot their asses into a black hole, I'm like, well, what the fuck?
I mean, let's be fair. It was their fault.
It was so. Their fault. And they're and that's always been the thing. They're a victim of their own poor
ego.
Choices. Yeah. But like, I guess I'm kind of satisfied. I mean, I wouldn't shake a finger at another hour-long episode.
I wouldn't either, but...
But do you think it needs to happen?
I don't know.
Do we need a... I don't think we need another season.
We don't need another season. I'm in agreeance with that.
Yeah.
The fact that I think this was so perfect was the fact that it was just an hour-long special. It was neat. It was tidy. And you had the right proportions of everything, with the exception of I wanted more Gurr.
Because
Gurr didn't have any really, like, great one-liners, in my opinion.
He didn't, but he was also never alone.
It's true.
Which is very unusual for the dynamic they set up in the show. Because that's when his most interesting things happened, was when he was on an adventure.
Yeah, when he was on his own. I mean, there is where he's sitting on the couch eating cheese.
But...
But
Zim
even
is literally right next to him. He's just not on screen.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I was missing more Gurr moments, in my opinion.
I could definitely agree with that. I do feel like they resolved everything in a satisfactory way. That doesn't mean I wouldn't enjoy seeing
a little bit more.
I just don't know how they would give me that little bit more without dipping too deep.
Well, and I think that's the biggest problem is people ask for, you know, just that one little bit more, just one more episode, and then you end up with something like season 8 of Game of Thrones, where it's just like, we said we wanted more because it was good, and then you went and fucked it, so.
It's the equivalent of when you, like, go to a concert and everybody's chanting, one more song, one more song. And then the band comes back on, and they're like, we're going to play a couple from our new album. We're like, no, stop there. You're
careful
good.
What you ask for, suckers.
Yeah.
This is our album that hasn't come out yet, so, yeah, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I've definitely had concerts exactly like that. I don't know, but I feel like Netflix doing these hour-long specials the way they are is very an interesting choice for them.
The return can't be that good, can it?
Zim? I have no doubt.
But how many times are you going to watch it?
Okay, but here's
the
thing.
I might watch it twice.
With the fact that, like, Disney is coming out with Disney Plus and it's launching this year, You know? So the, you know, and all of these hour long specials and stuff, they're geared towards kids of the 90s. Right? Mm-hmm. The ones who have the money now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sort of have the money.
Well, yeah. who have some sort of disposable income and can pay for the Netflix. $11 a month for Netflix, right? And so those are the people that they're targeting right now, because it's going to be those same people that Disney is targeting to be like, hey, you remember your nostalgia and all of this crap that you loved when you were a kid? Watch it now for only $10 a month. Well, hey, Netflix already has me hooked because they're doing all of these specials and paying, you know, like this tribute to all of this shit that I grew up with. So that's, I think, what Netflix is doing right now is they're trying to get in before Disney takes over, because Disney has already announced half of what is going to be on their streaming service.
Mm-hmm. And it's like every Disney movie ever. And that is a
And every Pixar movie.
Yeah, that is a huge, you know, draw. And
plus, they're adding a couple of Disney reality shows. And then they're doing similar to how Netflix did Girl Meets World, where it was the Boy Meets World cast grown up with kids. They're doing a Lizzie McGuire of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now they're also, I don't remember if it's the second season or if it's going to be the first season, they're turning High School Musical, all of the movies, into a series.
Well, that can just go die.
Right? Yeah. But, I mean, Disney is announcing all of this stuff, so Netflix is trying to say, hey, you know,
so it's a knee-jerk reaction?
You people here, look, you know, we are preemptively telling you, Disney does not hold all of the cards to your childhood. We not only...
Just most of them.
Yeah.
We not only acknowledge the fact that you had a childhood, but we're going to bring it back and make you realize as an adult, what the fuck were you watching?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, D3 did show us the new Mandalorian series.
Yes.
Which looks... I mean, Jon Favreau has done magic again. I mean, we're talking like Iron Man...
I'm really excited about it.
Iron Man magic here.
I'm very happy with some of the Star Wars announcements that came out.
And the Rise of Skywalker was an interesting trailer, to say the least, because we got more flashes of other films.
Yeah, but if I hear one more person talk about Reylo, I'm going to puke.
I totally posted that on our page.
I know you did.
I'm
sorry. Please, for the love of God, don't let that happen.
All right. It's not going to happen. One of them's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
And I really hope that she kills him, like, in the middle of sex or something. She force chokes him to the point where...
Has a saber malfunction?
This is a PSA. Choking during sex is dangerous.
But this is a PSA. So much fun. Choking during sex is not dangerous if you know what you're doing. Just don't do airplay. Yes.
Just, yeah, don't hang yourself in a closet in a hotel with your belt.
Dude, if I had the force, I would totally, like, force choke myself.
Oh, God.
I would totally do it.
I don't know, but I think this development from Netflix is going to be really interesting going forward to see how this goes. And the thing I'm curious about is these have been in the works for longer than we've known the details about Disney.
Right.
Well, that's true. But,
I mean, I know that's what they're doing right now. It's the reason why I'm watching Power Rangers right now on Netflix, is because they have certain series that are locked into our childhood. I think it's one of the reasons why they kept Friends.
Well, honestly. Which they're getting rid of at the end of the year.
They did. You're right. Because they renewed one contract.
There was this huge, oh my God, Friends has apparently been on Netflix since like the beginning of Netflix.
Has it?
Not that long, but for a considerable amount of time, like many, like a couple of years.
Oh, it's been more than a few.
Long enough to pull you into thinking it'll be there forever.
5 or 6 years or something, Friends has been available on Netflix,
that's what
streaming.
My previous roommate always watched was Friends.
You know what? Doesn't matter, because
it's going away.
They brought something better to replace it.
Oh, sweet Christ.
Cheers.
Yes, where everybody knows your name.
Fuck yeah. I saw that. I just, even for the sake of nostalgia, I watched the final episode. I went all the way to like season 11 or 12. Of Cheers and watched.
One of my favorite things about Cheers is Kelsey Grammer has a character
Frasier.
Yes. That is the same character in three TV series.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. Yes. I love it.
He's not a real person.
Yes,
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer is a real person.
No, he's Frasier.
Yeah, he's Frasier. He is, let's face it, Frasier is Kelsey Grammer.
No, I'm sorry. Kelsey Grammer also sings and dances on Broadway, and so that brings a whole different aspect of things.
Okay.
No, that's Frasier you saw on Broadway.
You mean Frasier? So that's why,
and now
friends,
coming to this stage, the creators of Bob.
Friends can go away. I'm fine with friends going away.
That's a little Easter egg for the listeners of Punch Up the Jam.
The
is that how disconnected you are right now?
Yes.
You're thinking about other podcasts.
Yeah. I mean,
traitor.
I'm so deep in the Matrix.
Really, really, Stash.
That I only think of Frasier.
I don't reference them in this show. I do not.
I don't know if I want to start that rabbit hole. You just brought something up that I want to talk about, but it's
do it. This is the tangent show.
The announcement that Matrix 4 is being made.
Ew.
Yes, I have seen that.
That is a good and done deal, and they are doing it.
Just not sure how or why or what exactly is going to happen with it.
Everybody died at the end.
Which is why, is it like a weird prequel-y thing?
No.
Or is it a
continuation? It is a continuation.
They said it's a continuation, which is really interesting because they can't really do a prequel because they did the Animatrix, which is canon,
mm-hmm.
and goes into a lot of the prequel setups. I'm really interested because we did at the end of the third film get the illusion that Neo is not actually dead from the Oracle. She's like, if we need him again, he'll be there. But Trinity is straight dead.
Trinity is.
Well, I mean,
yeah. I mean, she had like
Superman was dead.
Yeah, she's cast in it. Though.
Yes, she had like a dozen rebars sticking through her. So I don't know how they're bringing her ass back.
I think it's magic. Prequel, like the Dalmatians movie, where it's literally just Keanu Reeves at an office job,
hacking all
and
day.
Trinity just sitting outside the window. I love you. Cleans the window. I love you.
She's just like sewing a leather cat suit. It takes her the whole movie. I mean, those things take a lot of tailoring, rounds. You got to stitch, restitch. You got to pull some parts apart.
It's just one scene with Trinity and a friend of hers going, "This is the internet."
What is the internet? I think this is a horrible idea. This is the quest for more money. This is all this is.
I'm super curious about it, though. Honestly,
of course you are.
I don't think it's going to be good, but I'm so curious.
Well, apparently it's been in the works for the past 16 years.
Well, they say that.
Right?
Just because
I think they've been writing it.
Well, because that's when they started talking about it.
Yeah.
So it's not like that's when they started filming it.
No.
You know? So
yeah, I'm kind of annoyed, upset. Otherwise, just.
I mean, I'll see it, but
every single person in this room is going to see it
and
watch it with judging eyes and
don't
harsh
count on it, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know that I ever even made it to the third one, I've never watched an Avengers movie because I just don't like the concept.
My job on this podcast is to show up and go, "Oh, yeah, no, I didn't watch that." And tell dick jokes.
You never have too many dick jokes.
Speaking of, you're both slacking on your vagina/dick jokes.
Mm.
Slacking like your vagina?
So, ouch. Yes.
Okay.
All right. And it's funny that you mentioned that because they did have Power Ranger Day this last Wednesday, which marked the 25th anniversary of the Power Rangers television show.
Mighty Morphin,
yeah. Yeah, and it is.
There are now 19 different versions of Power Rangers.
Correct.
Yep.
Which I think is crazy.
Yes.
You know,
it's like the Green Lantern Corps.
I grew up watching Mighty Morphin, like rushed home from the bus stop to see, you know, what was going to happen to Tommy when the green light when the green candle blew out and you know and
he
the
died.
Whole bit. No.
He had
I know.
He lit the candle again.
Yeah, I know. It was fantastic. But like I remember you, like, the very first time they ever got into their Zords, and Kimberly's like, oh, cool stereo. Right? That was her first reaction when she's in her Zord.
All right.
Because I remember this shit, because this is, like, what I grew up with.
Of course.
And, you know, like, watching the original Power Rangers movie with Ivan Ooze. You know?
The purple people, right? Big purple people monster.
It was like thing. We were actually making a bunch of comments this weekend. Was my niece's birthday party, and they had little glitter, like putty slime stuff. And I was like, "It's Ivan Ooze," because it's like purple glittery goo in little jars that the children are playing with. You know, and I was like, "If you don't understand my reference, we can't be friends."
Ivan was the best villain ever.
He was.
I would love to see a cosplay of Ivan Ooze.
I don't know if I've seen one of him or not.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I've seen Goldar. Like, I've seen him. I've seen Zed. I've seen Rita.
Yes.
See, the one I really want is the
when are you ever going to do your putty?
It wouldn't work. Like, I'm having issues finding a gray jumpsuit that, like, fits.
Well, the issue with the last one is it had a logo on it, right?
Yeah, and it was also way too fucking small. Like, I put it on, and I was like, I couldn't get my shoulders up.
Yeah, because you've been talking about being a putty since, like,
well, I spent
a different show ago.
I know. I spent a shit ton of money on the mask, and I have the gloves and stuff. All I need to do is, like, finish painting them and stuff, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, okay. Well, this would have been the time. You're right looking now. At like the 25th. It was the 25th anniversary, you know, which is why we had so many fucking Power Rangers at Colorado Springs Comic Con. You know, there were six that I talked to. God,
Jesus, yeah.
But to think, like, there's like what 70 or 80,
right?
It's a ridiculous, right, the number, ridiculous
like
number.
There are 19. Series of Power Rangers now, and each series has a minimum of 5 Rangers.
5 to 6.
Right?
Jesus.
And then, like, you look at some of them, it's like, God, what's his name? He was one of the fucking Rangers that was there at Colorado Springs last weekend. Anyways, like, he was only, like, 12 years old or 10 years old or whatever when he was doing it. So then there was another guy who played him when he was morphed. So there was, like, two people both playing the same ranger, which means, like, go, so...
Later, they fight over who gets to wear the helmet?
Well, apparently the kid who is now, you know, like, in his mid-20s or right. early 30s, he is the face of that ranger, because nobody ever saw the stunt double person.
Okay.
Yeah.
156.
There you go.
Rangers?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Let's name them all in order.
Go, bite your tongue.
Ready? Kimmy. George. No. Bill.
No.
Washington. Ringo. Tori.
What I thought was so fantastic is during the very, like, original Mighty Morphin season 1, you had the Asian girl who was the Yellow Ranger,
yeah.
and the black Trini. Guy, yeah, Trini, and then you had the black guy, Zach.
She died in a horrible car ranger. Accident.
Just know you can't say Trini anymore. Yes, in real life. That's totally inappropriate.
No, the Asian...
The appropriate nomenclature is transy.
And so they were then replaced, and both of the Red Rangers from Mighty Morphin were at Colorado Springs Comic Con.
Yes.
So...
Well, they recast all of Mighty Morphin.
They only recast 3 of the Mighty Morphin.
The
Red,
movie was completely recast, though.
No, it wasn't. No, it was just Red, Yellow, and Black changed. You had the same blue and pink.
And they literally just switched
green.
The roles.
Well, no, green white. Became white.
Yeah.
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 Green, white, you know, green and white was Tommy.
It's
right?
been a long time since
and pink and blue, like, and Billy stayed with the Rangers for, like,
the longest.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He wouldn't, he had no actual martial arts training, so he had nowhere else to go.
Yeah, he's holding on to that with his cold, dead hand. Aww. I mean, you should see him at his table. It's almost sad, because he's just...
It's incredibly sad.
Yeah, because everyone else is, like, doing their martial arts, and they're talking about the practice, and what do they do, and all that, and he just kind of sits there and looks... pissed off. In fact, we should get him a red t-shirt, too, to go with go with Shazam.
Could they eventually make him, like, the school janitor so that he can stay with the kids?
No, that's what they did with Balkan Skull.
Yes.
Who actually stayed with the show about as long as he did.
Yep.
Like, I didn't know that was a plot point, by the way.
I don't know if they
wandered into that one.
Hey, kids, stay in school or you'll end up like that. Speaking of school, someone just got kicked out of it. It's Harry Potter.
Yes.
He is in trouble again.
That's a good transition.
Thank you.
Occasionally we segue correctly here.
There is a bit of drama going down in the state of Texas as a...
And Tennessee.
My story is from Texas with the reverend who was approached and who's been basically jockeying this point to have all of the Harry Potter books removed from schools, stating that the spells in the Harry Potter books are actual spells.
And dangerous.
And by reciting these spells verbally, you are inviting evil into you.
I mean, yes. Have you seen Daniel Radcliffe lately?
Not lately.
Clearly.
Did it?
The burning means it's working. Accio demons.
I mean...
Horns was actually a really good movie.
Horns was a good movie, and yeah. I love that book.
As I'm sitting here wearing my Ravenclaw sweater, Harry Potter is obviously something that I'm still really into. I'm actually doing a Harry Potter party next weekend. And so seeing all of
is
this stuff coming back up.
It is
the kinky
okay,
Harry Potter party.
You can't tell me about things that are dates like way far in the future because my ADHD does not understand calendars.
Okay, we'll talk about that offline.
Yes.
Okay.
So they brought him in. Mm-hmm. He did the research.
Yes.
Quote unquote. To find out that these are actual spells.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is true by
and
his...
And by research, I mean I went on Pottermore and saw that they are based in Latin.
Yes. And therefore they must be evil.
You know everything that people say in Latin is a magic spell, right?
Yeah, it's correct. Because it is a dead language.
What was that quote from? There was a quote that...
That's out of a book.
It was me.
No.
So, Pajamas is all over it.
I'm very quotable.
She's been hanging out with some bananas.
Okay.
So not only do we have this happening in Texas, in Tennessee, there's apparently a team of exorcists that have been consulted about the fact that by reading Harry Potter books, you are inviting the devil into your soul. And because Harry Potter shows that magic is both good and evil, and it depends on the person and how it's used. But apparently that's not true. All magic is evil and invites the devil into your soul. So the Archdiocese of the Catholic Church has had to make a public statement saying, we do not... agree with and or, disagree with anything Harry Potter. We are Switzerland on this. This priest is batshit crazy, but we're going to support him because,
that's
he's
what
a priest.
We do.
And, we're just going to let him do his thing.
I just don't get... I mean, really?
And what gets me is, how old are these books at this point?
I know. That ship has sailed.
And right?
That ship sailed, sunk. They found the Titanic. Then they went and found the Harry Potter ship, brought that thing back up, and they have, like, a plank.
If you're gonna go after something, like, it's pretty innocuous. Like, there's so much worse shit out there.
Yes.
Number one, worst writing, worst topics, worst subjects, worst...
Everything.
Well, and it's not even like there's even like finger blasting or anything in the books. I mean, it could have been
some hot makeouts.
There's no finger blast though.
Yeah, I could just imagine Emma Watson in that scene.
I bet you can, you dirty old man.
There are
I'm right
many.
There, with you, bro.
There are
Don't
many
feel bad.
Many books about magic.
There are.
Right? And the fact that this one series is getting this, devil worship.
Do you think it may have something to do with the new movies and their new darker take?
Yeah, but they're not really that dark.
They're not, but they're darker than the
but not
high school
okay,
ones.
No, not really. Like, if you look at the Harry Potter books and the Harry Potter movies, right? As the characters got older, the books and the movies got more serious, they got darker, they explored new things. And because
they were not kids anymore.
The way
natural
that it,
progression.
The way that it was intentionally written was the reader was to grow up
with Harry.
Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Mm-hmm. So you start reading the books when you're 10 or 11, and then you progress. And so by the time you're 17, you're of age.
Mm-hmm. You're as Harry is.
You know, then you can understand all of the darkness that he's fighting and, you know, everything that's going on.
Puberty. So,
like, that's how... No, that happens.
Not until you're 17.
Right? But so, like,
You can't use your wand until you're 17, Harry.
That's how these were written. It was supposed to help you grow with the characters. That's how the movies were done, is you grow with the characters. You know? And the Fantastic Beasts movies, they're the same way. It's like the first one was much lighter because you got to know Newt and Queenie and everybody. And then you get to understand more about Dumbledore in the second one, right? I can talk Potter for hours.
I'm all about finding more about Potter, whatever his brother is up to. And
do you think
Potter doesn't have a brother?
Or not Potter, excuse me, Dumbledore.
Yes.
Do you think
and finding about Aberforth?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because Grindelwald is clearly a like fascist icon and the new Fantastic Beasts movie is clearly like an anti-fascist piece of work?
Grindelwald is just the precursor to Voldemort.
I think it's just the tallest soapbox. They're like, we don't give a shit if the soapbox is 10 years old. It's the tallest one. So that's all. Like, they're just okay, attention.
So you can talk about how Harry Potter leads to devil worshipping, or you can talk about like actual issues like poverty and caring for people around you, or
the Amazon burning.
You can talk about the like priests who are probably in your own congregation who are practicing pedophilia and like grooming your altar boys. Like, I think it's a distraction.
I think discouraging children from reading is bad. I mean, it didn't get the Nazis anywhere for burning books, and it didn't make any of the books that were on the banned list for ages, Catcher in the Rye.
Right.
Well, you know. That
book was
It's not a good book, but...
But it's not the point.
I really liked Catcher in the Rye because, for me, it was the narrative of a depressed young person walking around and being depressed.
I'm still pissed that they never really explained when he left the psychiatrist's office. That still bothers me to this day.
I think if you're going to take a strong stand, though, guys, I mean, honestly, we probably every church in the nation should take a stand against V.C. Andrews' books. Do you remember that shit? There's some dirty shit in there, and it's all, like, incest, too. There's some nasty,
well, there's
nasty
some even
shit. Why... I'm not saying to take a stand, of course. I'm just saying if you're going to pick between Harry Potter... And like,
well, there's some other YA
stories about fathers and daughters.
Well, yeah, there's a YA title that's out there that's that way.
Yeah, pick a lane. You know, choose something that maybe you'll get some backing on.
But to discourage reading and to take power away from the parents by saying, "No, we're not going to put this in the schools." Well, you've just eliminated two really important things: parents being parents and teaching their kids what's right and wrong, having a conversation, and kids wanting to read.
Yeah,
way to go, jackass.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't care for the Harry Potter books at all, but
I love
the shit out of what they did to a whole generation of kids who read because of that.
They created a whole subsection, a whole subcategory because of Harry Potter. YA did not exist before Harry Potter.
YA did not have the standing that it does now before Harry Potter.
That's right. All right. Otherwise, it was right? in science fiction. They did not have a YA section in any stores or libraries until Harry Potter.
Oh, they had it before Harry Potter. I used to read V.C. Andrews books, which interestingly were placed in YA. And
it is YA, which...
L.J. Smith and Goosebumps, all of that is pre-Harry Potter. I know.
But they didn't have the section. Not until Harry Potter.
The thing. There were YA books. There were YA authors. But YA wasn't talked about.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't a common term. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a YA book or whatever. It's like, I'm looking for a book that's appropriate for a 13-year-old. Okay, well, you know, here's
this
the,
over
the,
here
the
in the fiction
section. Here's the, like, the murder mysteries, whatever. But it was all kind of lumped in with everything else. Like, I mean, I was 11 years old, and I was reading Xanth.
I still remember the YA tags at the library. They were yellow tags with blue
I'm not saying they didn't exist. I'm saying it didn't have the prominence that it did after.
It doesn't.
I think it was also like a huge crossover. So, like, adults weren't picking up, like, Hardy Boys books and losing their fucking minds over them, right? Yeah. Like, it wasn't the same phenomenon.
We haven't
like,
seen this crash. Since Nancy Drew.
Yeah, you didn't see, like, people around the water cooler at their workplace being like, did you read the most recent Goosebumps book? Can you believe that Scarecrow walked at midnight? What?
Well, and see, I actually do remember, like, the you know, blowback and trash talk about like the Sweet Valley books when one of the girls lost their virginity when she was like a junior in high school, and that was unacceptable sort of thing. Like, so I remember that because I read all of that stuff, you know, but it didn't have the same impact, you know. And I think that Stash is right. Harry Potter brought way more people to reading in general. Even if you didn't like the books, it got people read. Everybody has that one book that they read as a kid that made them want to read something else, that made them want to learn more that you could find in a book.
I think what we're trying to say, and I'm not a proponent of this, but Harry Potter walked so that Twilight could run.
Oh, good God.
Oh.
But you got, like, I am not advocating the Twilight books, but they are, like, the YA that is, like, it was very, like, spread out for the age demographics of who actually read it.
The Sookie Stackhouse novels are just... if only the show were as good as the books. And even still, the books are weird.
You're in a completely different place than what she's talking about.
He just got his, you know, nerd tangent.
Nerd tangent.
He started thinking about Anna Paquin's
tits. I'm always thinking about Anna Paquin's tits.
Her butt's better. Let's be honest.
Their budget, just Anna Paquin as a whole.
I mean, just
person.
She's a lovely human.
She is a lovely human.
But her butt, gotta love that butt.
But moral of the story: don't discourage reading, psychopath. What else we got in video game news? It is next week is the week.
Next week is the fucking week, bro. You and I.
Holy shit. I'm already stocked up on my bag of Cheetos, Cool Ranch Doritos.
That's why I bought those.
And Hot Pockets.
Chips today.
Some Red Bull.
Last Mountain Dew.
That's what booze is for.
I'm going to order some pizzas.
Lots of vodka.
Lots of vodka. Oh, no, I've got the brats. I've got the brats ready to go the 9th. They are going to go into the special beer brat bath that they will simmer in. And then, on the 10th, that morning, I grill them up so that in the afternoon, it's gear time, baby. I am out of commission.
Yep.
Nobody will find me.
I took Friday off so I can play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm so fucking ready for Borderlands. And, dude, have you been watching their teasers?
Yeah.
They're the best teasers I've ever seen.
Teasers are pretty good.
It's like L'Oreal commercials. Yeah. And it transitions to shaving this person's head with, like, a knife.
And then you've got, like, Liz Katz, who's a cosplayer who I've always followed for years. And she's one of the, not the crazies. What the hell are they called?
The
psychos.
I was like, I don't know what term you're looking
for. Yeah, I got to remember my Borderlands lore. So I don't know which one. I mean, I know which one, but both are going to be sitting there. Both collector's editions, boom, sitting right there on the table.
Did you get the really expensive? Fuck you, man. I tried so hard to get it, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
I called in a favor.
Oh, you motherfucker. You can't call in another favor?
No! Well,
I want it so bad.
I could try. The Gears one's even better because that one comes with a drone. I'm going to be fucking around with a drone. I know. Dude, what video game comes with a drone?
You're going to run it into your TV and have the worst day.
No, I'm going to torment the cat with it. I'm going to sit there and just have it hover above the cat.
Dude, drones are hard as shit to control until you learn. Until you really get them down.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to fuck this thing up. So
yeah.
But at least it will go in a blaze of glory. But
it will be worth it.
Every cent.
Yep. I wanted... Oh, God. You're a fucking asshole, man.
Sorry.
I can't believe you got it.
Sorry. Like I said, it was not easy. I'll tell you, it was not easy.
I went to Best Buy, Amazon, GameStop, Target, and I went to a couple other places online to try and find it, and they were sold out everywhere.
Yeah, I had to special favor.
And this was like the day after it was announced. Like, I've never seen a special edition move like that. Besides,
It sold out like 5 minutes the day of. I mean, it didn't even last.
How can I not remember the name of it? It'll come to me in a minute.
So I
City more Pro- than a-
City Project Red's new project.
Huh?
Cyberpunk.
Oh.
2099
or yeah, 2099. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That special edition sold out just as fast. I couldn't get that one either. I have work, people. I can't announce these when I'm at work.
I had to call a friend of mine over at Sony.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. That's how far I went. So, like I said, this was not easy for me to call in this favor. So, I reached out to a buddy over at Sony. I'm like, oh, hook a brother up. He's like, all right. For Smurf, I got you. I got you.
Just know.
That bill's going to come due someday, and I'm going to be like, God damn it. Like indentured servitude.
Just know that next time, you're going to have to get two.
I'm bailing that guy out of freaking jail or some shit like that.
Helping him hide a body.
Yep. That kind of wraps up our stuff. PJ, pajamas.
That's me.
You are also on other podcasts. This is not...
That's true. Technically, I'm like a defunct podcast.
Your defunct podcast?
Yeah, defunct podcast.
You don't seem very defunct to me.
Is he not still doing No, DJ Kick It? We haven't recorded in a long time. In fact, I don't think DJ Kick It ever happened. We have a friend who constantly creates ideas for podcasts, but I think the longest running one, we did about 7 episodes.
That's it, huh?
There were some really good ones in that 7. There were some really bad ones in that 7, but it was pretty fun. It's All Fun and Games Until Someone Gets Hurt. Where we have fun and play games until someone reads John Hurt trivia.
I was on one of the bad ones.
John Hurt is the person I would have narrate my life story if I had any choice.
Yeah. Well, come on the pod.
If you have it.
Yeah.
I'd come on for that, sure. Yeah. I like John Hurt.
Favorite voice actor.
You gotta come to the east end of town.
Uh-oh.
All right.
That's outside of his comfort zone. He's got this one.
I've definitely gone to Commerce City for some things that I shouldn't have.
Okay.
What was her name?
That's where
he doesn't know.
That's right.
Silly.
He
rabbit.
Knows their names.
Silly no, rabbit.
Some of them.
Did you also have to pick up a package at the shitty U.S. post office there because they didn't deliver to your house?
You know what?
That's
what P.O. boxes are for.
It's a shitty reality that you just brought up, and it sucks. That's what Brown can do for you. Not lose your shit. What do we got coming up? We've got...
much coming up.
DakuCon?
DakuCon is until, what, November?
I believe that is correct.
That's the next thing that I'm going to be tuned in for.
We have...
everything else, I'm phoning it in.
You can have a iPhone strapped to your ear.
Yeah, Colin, just fused into my face.
Colin Jake Gyllenhaal.
We have VinCon.
VinCon, which is a vintage video game con that will be next month.
That is actually a 1 month to the day from tomorrow.
Yep. That is going to be actually kind of fun, but I think I might actually be in New York for New York Comic Con.
Shocking. Seriously? Smurf won't be there.
No, I actually called to get tickets for myself, and they're like, we already have you on the list. I'm like, what?
Because I'm that good.
Yes, Bobby already had made arrangements for me to be on there. That doesn't mean I won't be there, though. If I go to New York, stay the night, come back, I can still make...
Yeah, because then November is DakuCon and Rocky Mountain Con on the same weekend.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
But so September is actually a pretty light month for us, which is nice because first off, the guys will be very busy with the video gaming.
Control came out too, and I've heard nothing but like great reviews. Honestly, it's so bad, but I can't.
I got chills just thinking about it.
I know. I have three burlesque shows this month with all different crazy themes.
Fuck me, dude.
then October is hell month.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Right? Because that's when we're all going crazy with everybody who's like, I have an idea that has Halloween in the general vicinity, so it shall be an event in the month of October.
Does that mean that I'm going to have to do my fucking Mandy Goes to Med School routine again?
Yes.
I'm not sad about it.
You can always do Mandy Goes to Med School. That was a fantastic routine.
It's brilliant.
Only because you helped me perfect it.
No, but so like October, we have a bunch of stuff going on, and VinCon, and then November we get into the end of con season for the year.
Finally, Rocky Mountain Con is it?
Yep. Daku Con and Rocky Mountain Con same weekend.
Yep, that's it.
But it'll be crazy. Plus, we have additional movies, video games, TV shows, all of these things coming out, and we will be talking about them all and following the various nerd news that is coming about.
Correct.
So see what happens with
next week, man. Next show, you and I are gonna have some words to discuss about our games.
All right, I'm fine. That's good.
All right, we'll see.
The controller throwdown. It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt.
And it's gonna be you.
That's the name of the pod.
So we're gonna have PJ show up with her stripy referee pajamas.
All right,
and referee. Fox will have to pick a corner. Bobby will be in the opposite corner. They'll be our trainers.
All right.
Fox will be mud wrestling for no reason.
Mud wrestling.
Not exactly what I said,
yeah,
but
themselves.
Okay.
Just let it happen.
Not arguing. Yes. So if you're not following us on the Twitters, the Facebook, the Instagram, please do. We are the nerds that know, and trust us. We've got it right. Because in the end, we are all stories. So make it a good one.